You're on 2SER 107.3. I'm currently joined on the line by Todd Fernando. He is Victoria's new Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus communities. As this country's first young, gay and Indigenous Commissioner, he only adds to the positive diversity and representation here in Australian politics. And I'm so excited to be speaking with you, Todd. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. How are we this morning?
I'm going really well. I guess the first thing I wanted to ask is, what was your journey into this role? Because, you know, for a lot of us outside of politics, we don't even really understand what the commissioner role is. So what does it mean for you to have it?
Yeah, look, it's a very interesting journey coming in. And I always say this joke, and I don't mean it as so laissez-faire as it sounds, but when I met Ro Allen, the then, you know, LGBTIQ plus commissioner, now Human Rights Victorian commissioner, I said to them, at my very first meeting, I said, I'll take it when you're done, thank you. And that was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, they had said to me, work hard, boy, and you can, and you know, it's a possibility. And so, you know, I'd been working in human rights for about a decade and then just kept going. And, you know, it's not really until you kind of put it out there into the universe that these things are a possibility, and you have to kind of have a conversation with yourself about what is your glass ceiling.
Yeah.
And who would have thought that a young queer Aboriginal man could become a commissioner at such a young age? And only because I had the conversation with myself about my own glass ceilings was that even imaginable, let alone possible.
Yeah, I think one thing that's interesting to me about you taking the role is that for myself and other friends in the queer community here in Sydney, I know that we've had the very fortunate position of basically missing out on a lot of the struggle that other queer communities around the world have to go through. Why is it still so important for your role to exist? And, you know, who in Australia is still struggling that needs to be reached out to as part of that community?
Yeah, look, that's a very fair question, but you know, far too often our trans and gender diverse, our queer people of colour still experience harm and violence at rates that are really astounding. And really, the job is not done until everybody's across the line. The job is not done until every person in a workplace culture can feel comfortable in being who they are. Every school kid is in a safe environment. And every trans or gender diverse people entering a health system is afforded a person-centered care that really is about them. And transforming that system, embedding the cultural foundations for that to occur, requires this type of role. Victoria is leading the way in spades on this, and I can only really hope to encourage other states to follow suit, because there are people in regional and rural areas that need you just as much as anybody else.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that makes sense, but as a city slicker, you kind of miss out on, right, is that there are queer people in rural communities, but so often because of the way that it has been treated, we think of it as like this city issue. So it is definitely really important to reach out to those regional communities. What advice would you offer to people out there maybe listening to the show who are in that position, and how they can get in touch with the people who can help them and set up initiatives in their communities like that?
Absolutely. You know, we're seeing the same. I'm a country kid. I grew up, you know, in Condobolin, an hour from Park, central New South Wales, right? That's
yeah.
That's my bread and butter hometown. I made the journey from Condo to Sydney, like so many other queer people do throughout their lifetimes. And that's partly because we have councils who refuse to engage. We have organizations that are mainstream, that refuse to seek out other ways of looking at their service delivery, particularly for LGBTIQ plus folk, multicultural, multi-faith, Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander. You know, these cultural barriers that services and councils sometimes promote is really a thing of the past. And, you know, for any council member or, you know, mayor listening in, you know, what is your spend on LGBTIQ plus folks in your constituency? Because I guarantee you it's not enough. It's not, and more investment needs to be done in terms of ensuring young queer kids, when they are ready to come out, that we are holding space for them to do so. And that can only occur when we start to really put our minds to running programs that cater to that particular population.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been particularly encouraged because I know when I first got started in broadcast and media, it wasn't a question that was ever really asked, you know, like, are you reaching out to queer communities to feature on your shows, to share their work? And over the years that I've been working in it, I've seen that increase. And, you know, as you say, it's probably still not enough in a lot of communities, but the fact that there is progress there, you know, even if it needs to speed up, I think that it's exciting to see that growth.
Absolutely. And look, mate, there is one kid currently listening in right now who is probably, you know, or she or they, their heart are fluttering thinking about the conversation that we're having. And that's the point.
Yeah.
The point is for them to hear what it is that we're saying, and that when the time is right for them, there is a space in this world that that can allow them to flourish. And it's little things like that that people often forget, that, you know, the symbolism here really, really matters as much as the policy or much as the strategy or the spend in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great place to leave it, Todd. And thank you so much for coming on the show. I massively appreciate Anytime. Both your work and getting the opportunity to speak with you.
Thanks, mate. Enjoy the day.
You as well.